Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:20 British Summer Time. Today is July 29th. Well, we are not short of exciting days in the markets over the last few months, and this has been one that has been particularly exciting from a number of perspectives. Let's first look at what's been happening today. The first and most important thing in the Asian region was that downward dynamic on the China A shares, but it's not that simple a scenario. I'll come back to that in a moment. The rest of Asia finished relatively quiet. The most markets were down somewhat. Hong Kong was down over 2% and India was down somewhat, but the majority closed well off their lows. And the Nikkei was up slightly today, and the Philippines made a new high. So rather mixed performance. In Europe, they threw off any impact that China's downward dynamic might have, and the majority of markets closed up in the region of 1%. Certainly the DAX and the CAC, and the FTSE was up just less than half of 1%. And in the US, we saw the US indices all closing down slightly on the day. For something like the Dow Jones, it's been hovering in the region of this 9,000 level for much of the last week, and for the S&P in the area of around 975. And the Nasdaq has held its entire gain in the region of 1600, I think, on the Nasdaq 100, or 1960 on the composite. So markets are getting a little bit jittery, but we haven't seen anything that would damage the confidence to any great extent of the bulls in this market, apart from what happened in China. And what did happen in China today? Well, you had the biggest IPO of the year, coinciding with some market nerves about the government reining in liquidity, and that coincided with a sharp sell-off in the early part of the session, where the market fell by about 8%. That, if it had stayed down there, would have been a clear downward dynamic, but it didn't stay down there, and it rallied to finish down just over 5%, leaving a rather large tail on the candle. And when we look at some of the larger caps, then we see that that rally off the lows was really very impressive. So while a number of the leading shares have downward dynamics and have formed key reversals, they leave very large tails on the candle, in which case, even though it is a key reversal, it needs follow through to give it any kind of efficacy because of that long tail on the downside, which does suggest that people came in and bought these shares when they got whacked. But as we teach at the chart seminar, very consistent trends will often lose their consistency at the penultimate high. And part of the reason for that is that some of the bulls begin to take their money off the table, but sentiment can be strong enough to push the market on to another new high, which can be a couple of weeks to months in terms of time, but is unlikely to be held in the sort of medium to longer term without a larger type correction. So what happens in the next few days in China is going to be very telling. If we see immediate follow through tomorrow, then that will be follow through on those key reversals, and there is a strong likelihood that we'll be moving into a more reactionary phase. And if China is pulling back, and if those concerns about the government potentially reining in some of the liquidity they've been putting into the system are true, well, then that will have a knock-on effect for much of the rest of Asia and potentially the rest of the world. If Wall Street starts to pull back from this 9,000 level on the Dow, or we start to see consecutive days with downward dynamics, then that really will begin to start putting the cat among the pigeons in terms of the confidence that people have in these stock markets. For the moment, we've had a warning shot across the bows in these stock markets, and that is something that tells us that the environment for equity markets is decidedly more high risk today than it was a week ago. And it would warrant a degree of caution in trading accounts. But from an investment perspective, if we do start to see some of these outperforming stock markets pulling back into a corrective phase and coming back to test those moving averages, which have now turned upwards, then that will probably be a buying opportunity in this bull market, and we continue to see evidence of bull market characteristics in the majority of emerging Asia, commodity producing Latin America, and the vast majority of other stock markets. Now, this wasn't the only thing that happened today. Today was a very eventful from the point of view of the dollar. Because, for example, with the euro, the dollar has been trading in the 137 to 142 or 43 range for much of the last 2 or 3 months, and it failed up there again yesterday and pulled back rather sharply in here today, which would suggest that it is going to go down and test the lower side of this range. Of course, it is early days, but really, the dollar would need to fall rather sharply from the strengthening that it's had today to countermand scope for it to go and test at least the other side of the range. And what we are seeing is some firming in the dollar at this point. And it has been rather weak, particularly against currencies such as the Canadian dollar over the last 2 weeks. And certainly there is room for some reversion in those currencies where it has become relatively overextended, such as the Canadian dollar or maybe the Australian dollar, and the South African rand is probably up there as well. This has had a knock-on effect in the commodity markets, and that is most pronounced in the oil market, and we saw oil down $4 in here today. It's at $62.94 at the close. Well, this is a lower high that has been confirmed now in this sort of three-month consolidation of those of very impressive advances from March, and really oil needs to take out that high up there around $70 to reaffirm the bullish scenario. And given the downward dynamic, there is potential for this to range lower from here, and that could act as a weight to the commodity complex. Looking at the industrial metals, they were all down today, but not nearly as much as, for example, the oil complex. And while this does look like a reactionary phase within the bull market scenario that there is for industrial metals, over the coming weeks, it wouldn't be too surprising to see some of them come somewhat lower. But so long as they can hold their progression of rising lows, then this could be viewed as a potential buying opportunity in the industrial metal complex. What we've seen over the last few weeks has been quite a lot and really quite impressive strength in the stock and commodity markets, and overbought conditions, short-term overbought conditions, becoming quite evident. And today suggests that some of those overbought conditions are going to get tested, are going to be unwound over the coming weeks. In the grain markets, we saw that they were relatively quiet, and precious metals had a significant fall yesterday, not as much in here today with gold down $7 and silver down 44. Silver is all slightly off its lows, but these have been two consecutive rather large down days and probably caps this advance in the short term. We do appear to be in a more reactionary type phase, but it doesn't derail the bullish expectation that we could see these precious metals breaking up later this year. But it does suggest that it isn't going to happen in the next couple of weeks unless we see some countermanding upward dynamics in pretty sharp order. And the government bond markets were relatively quiet in here today, and they have been firming over the last few days. So where does this put us in terms of the overall perspective? The majority of stock markets continue to rally and remain relatively consistent. But they've been rallying consistently for a significant period of time. And the rally that we've had since the middle of July has been remarkably sharp. And short-term overbought conditions are in place, and there is potential for these to be unwound. In the commodity complex, appears to be very much a reaction to the dollar, and the dollar is trading in quite a tight band. So while it has been strong over the last 2 days, it isn't that far away from the first area of potential resistance either, and it would need to rally quite significantly against a number of these currencies to really suggest that the dollar is doing anything other than firming in the short term, as in a couple to a few weeks. If, for example, if the euro were to fall below this sort of 136 to 137 level against the dollar, then we could be looking at a little bit more dollar strength. But it is difficult to make a bullish case for the dollar in terms of the fundamentals behind the currency. And any strengthening of the dollar beyond a test of the other side of its range would likely coincide with a more severe sell-off in the equity markets and the reinstatement to a greater or lesser extent of a flight quality type trade. And there's no evidence of that just yet. So while the dollar has been firm over the last couple of days, it does need to do more to suggest that this is anything other than a steadying following quite a severe sell-off against a number of currencies over the last couple of weeks. And tomorrow is really going to be another very interesting day, particularly looking at that China index, because if we see that the market can sustain the move that it had today and improve upon it and close out this week closer to the highs than to the lows, then it's not going to have been enough to panic a lot of investors. This is the first major inconsistency in what has been a very consistent pattern, but follow through is needed to firm up this position, and by any stretch the environment is a bit more high risk now than it was earlier. And I think that pretty much covers it, and I would like to wish all the best to all of you.